Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dude, yeah, how they dance out there, it's like wedding white on 12.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're free flown.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Dude, one guy came up to me, it's so funny. He goes, "Trevor Wallace?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm on so much acid right now." Hello, Stiff Sox community.
Hello.
Tis us.
It is us. Mr. Wallace.
Dude, you know what's interesting? I keep getting this comment. I don't know if you guys agree. People keep saying I look like Timothy Chalamet. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's a really great compliment.
I got tagged so many times at the Knicks game. I was like, bro, Trevor Wallace is here with Kylie. And I just like...
I got nothing against that.
It's just kind of hard to like fight all the people tagging me in it. I just like, I don't know what to say. Dude, he's having the time of his life.
Is he? What? He just wants to go to a Knicks game alone.
I will say there's a lot of videos where he's just trying to lock in on the game, or there was like a tennis match where he was trying to lock in, and she every time is just like, Come on, what about? And he's like, I'm trying to lock in. I will say, what the fuck was that? I will say I'm not the biggest basketball fan, but seeing how Knicks fans are celebrating makes me want to be the biggest Knicks fan ever. Also,
bitch!
Makes me want to be like, man, fuck Boston, suck my dick, Jason Tatum. Did I get that right?
Yes, but he can't suck your dick because he can't feel his leg.
Well, good. He's on his knees. Head.
Well, he has to lay down.
Listen, I have a big dick. It'll reach.
I understand. You're right.
Yes.
I understand it's a sensitive subject, Boston Celtics fan, but I will say, honestly, the whole globe is sad for Jason Tatum. He'll be fine. He's 28, blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck?
28, hoes, bagged out.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, dude, fucking bagged out. But he has like a Kobe mentality where he does is play basketball. Well, Kobe had some extracurricular activities. He went to court once or twice, but that's neither here nor there.
Rest in peace.
What?
Let the man rest in peace.
Well, sure.
Okay, interesting take.
No, I mean, definitely rest in peace, but he had a court case once or twice, is all I'm saying.
Yes.
Because what my point was is, James Pate, I don't even think Hose can get in there. He's like a robot. All he does is play with his kid and play basketball. That's it.
Well, one hoe got in there, thus child.
Correct. His kids, look.
Who's the baby mama?
I don't know, actually.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about sports, so take this next 32 seconds with no salt.
Oh, wow.
But if you're a Boston fan,
yep.
Actually, this is a terrible take. You gotta look at these Knicks fans and be like, I enjoy that they're celebrating. Like, they are going nuts.
Nuts.
What is it? The Side Talk? I think that's an account.
Yeah.
The clips of the Knicks fans celebrating after is so fun. Suck my dick, Jason Tatum.
It's great.
The funniest. Like, how they celebrate makes me want to be a Knicks fan for life. And I can't because that's just hopping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
But it excites me.
Buddy,
watching these guys,
if I was there, I'd be loose. So there's two that I want Jack to pull up. There's one where they won and they're throwing trash at a dude that's wearing a Pacers uniform.
Dude, the guys are climbing telephone poles and throwing chopped cheese at Boston cops. It's incredible. Suck my dick, Jason. They're so funny. All of these, like, this city has so much love and compassion for... Whoa, that's me.
Oh, buddy,
that clip did well. Good.
Buddy, we literally... nothing has happened for the team in 20 years.
Really?
20 years. Nothing. 20 years of mediocrity, the worst owner in fucking sports. Just trades on... it's just awfulness. Trades panning out. Oh, there it is.
That's assault. That's assault in the AAA battery right there. I mean, like, Dude, take the jersey off.
I mean,
you gotta take the jersey
off. That's where I'm at. I mean,
if you're in New York, here's what I would do if I was in New York. I would take it off and stomp on it and be like, oh, woo, come on.
I'm just joking.
You get head and then you're like, you get to buy it back. You gotta take it off. If you're walking around New York in a Pacers jersey, you gotta take it off.
Unless this was like a bet, I'm okay with it. But I mean, dude, there are 90 people around you wearing Brunson jerseys. Like, buddy, just take it off. Like, you like Indiana that much? It's a great fucking state, but it's like...
State?
Indiana?
I'm so cooked.
Oh, dude, I thought I was wrong for a second.
I was thinking Indianapolis, which is a city in the state.
Yeah.
But it is funny, they just have the whole state on their jersey.
It is pretty funny,
but so does New York.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What the hell's going on here?
Well, when you say New York, all I just think is a city.
I don't give a fuck!
Dude, it's so funny. If I had the freedom and liberty to just yell Nixon six at any point, I would. There was a video where the cops like shut down music that they were playing after celebrating, and the guy with the giant speaker, everybody starts booing the cop. They call him like a jackass or something. I love that.
Buddy.
I love when a city turns on their legislatures.
I mean, this is
good. The police.
Good.
This is insane. He's on a fucking children's playground ladder. Dude, I love a city that celebrates as a city. LA wins, and then sure, people do some donuts and they're, you know, on some fours of shit down by the crypto center. But this is an entire, this is all of Times Square.
This is all
of
Times Square. I mean, dude.
Time stopped in Times Square.
I'm
bombing.
I don't know if you truly, like, the Knicks are so like ingrained in the city's fabric. Like, we're an insane group of people that love this fucking team.
Yeah, awesome. This guy's literally on the Eiffel Tower. Oof. This guy's on the third tower.
He's gonna fall.
Nobody?
Where is he? Dude, when they get Spider-Man involved in these, is my fucking favorite.
Oh, fun fact, the owner of the Knicks. I don't know if he still is the owner. Owner of the Sphere. You were there this week?
Oh!
Speaking of, you were in Vegas?
I was in Vegas. I went to the Sphere. And? I went to the Sphere with my dad and I took mushrooms. And my dad took edibles. Yeah.
And?
Ups and downs.
Yeah. What's the dosage that you took? Micro or a big one?
Micro. I just took this pill that had chopped up mushrooms in it.
What's the milligram? Do you know?
I don't fully know.
Mm.
And I will say the Sphere, I mean, not to glaze what's already been glazed a million times. It's incredible. Like the visuals. Yeah, and you know what I loved about the Sphere? It's perfect for my stupid, low attention ADHD brain.
Wow.
Because I was like watching a concert, but with like Subway Surfer in front of it.
Oh, yeah. But it's not even.
All the graphics.
It's all over, right?
Dude, you zone out and you forget one of the greatest bands to ever exist is in front of you.
Yeah.
You forget that the Grateful Dead and John Mayer are in front of you and you're just staring off at like the designs.
Do you think if you're them, you're like, bitch, pay attention to me. What? I'm doing a solo that only three people in the entire like history of humanity can do and you're looking up. Bitch, look at me.
Yeah. Well, my dad is like the biggest deadhead in the world, like loves Grateful Dead. And he's like, he's pulling up every stat and everything. My dad might be autistic for the Grateful Dead, which he should be, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, I actually read somewhere that the band doesn't look up at the Sphere because it's distracting. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. So they're, dude, picture that. They're playing to a crowd where everybody's just looking up.
Yeah.
Is this
what it looks like?
This is some of the graphics. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, here we go. Dude, it's honestly fucking nuts. The opening shot that they had for the concert, it starts in front of the house in Haight-Ashbury where Grateful Dead started in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It starts in it, and then it's like this crane shot, and it slowly zooms out.
Cool.
And then it goes to the whole city, and then it goes to the world, and it's like it slowly pulls out. And, you know, my fucking stupid workaholic brain was like, dude, like, I'm in that house worrying about views and ticket counts and my job. And look at how small that little speck is compared to the whole world.
Yeah.
It was really weird. I couldn't stop thinking. I couldn't be present. It was really weird. I couldn't stop thinking about work. And I was just zoned out. But I was also on the road for a month straight pretty much.
Yeah.
And I hadn't taken a break until that moment.
Yeah.
So I took mushrooms and then I'm staring at this screen and I'm just like zoned out. I'm staring at these graphics. And every once in a while, I'd be like, whoa, trippy. But then I would just be like, what the fuck is going on with my life? You know?
Any grand conclusions from the mushrooms and the stimuli?
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, I mean, fucking, it's in, and so it like wraps all the way above, but the, when it zoned out or like panned out to the earth, I like literally felt like unstable a little bit because it was like, oh, like it felt like the room was rising with it. It was,
I mean, with the mushrooms and like the graphics, I mean, it's got to be so immersive that your brain probably plays the tricks on you. Wow, that's insane, dude. That's insane just looking at it on YouTube, like not even being there.
Yeah,
wow.
I felt like it was in the Oculus. And I really just was like, holy shit, if you threw some Angela White on this right now, oh my God.
Bro, only one boob could fit.
Holy shit. it's really awesome. It's one of those things where obviously the band is so incredible, but whoever designs and does all the graphics for this, like, this is unheard of. Like, these are like Marvel level motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't.
This would blow an Amish guy's brain. He would walk in there and combust. Keyword, bust.
Bust.
Churn, butter.
Do they ever play like, now my brain's just so basketball. Do they ever play games in there?
No, they've had a UFC fight or something in there.
Yeah, UFC fight.
The DJs have been in there, which looks sick as fuck. Like, that one was really cool. This one was, the graphics were just really fucking unreal. And the concert was 4 hours.
That's too long. That's too long.
That's very long.
So, Deadheads, like, they just, dude, they'll take like one song and it's like a 20 minute, like, just like riff in and out of the song and they get it, and, you know, like, had there not been graphics, I would have been, and this is me being an idiot because I'm just not, I don't know the music fully. Like, my dad knew every song. It's like, dude, anything for 4 hours, too much.
Literally
anything.
Head for 4 hours, too much.
Oh my, for 3 hours, too much.
2 hours,
dude,
too much.
4 hour flight, I go, cool, parachute. But, so 4 hours and like staring at the graphics, it actually flew by. But I remember being like, dude, 4 hours? Like,
why do they play for that long?
I don't know.
They don't have to.
They're a jam band. Well, I think. I don't know.
I don't know what a jam band is.
Goddamn. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
You just like, it's like, let's say you have five jokes on your set list and you just, in between each joke, you're just exploring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so
sense.
They do 45 minutes and they take a gap and then they come back and play another 2 hours. And
oh, they do take, they take a break?
Yeah.
Well, how long is the break for?
Like 40 minutes. And my dad told me back in the day that was when like, my dad's so tapped into Grateful Dead, it's awesome. He was telling me like back in the day when they would take, so they do this thing called the drum solo where the drummer just does like 30 minutes of just
drumming something.
I forget what it is, but it's like super like, kind of like, if you're on something, that's when you just, people, they just like lay on the ground for it.
Oh, that's like peaking is?
I think so. Something like that. But they said back in the day, that's when like all the band members would like go on a stage and like fuck groupies. My dad said like the managers would like find hot chicks in the crowd and be like, yeah, come back here.
You got 30 minutes. Yeah. Get to sucking.
But also, if you just came, you're going to jam a little. You're going to play so slow. You're like, no, dude. You don't want
to
like
do it. How mad was the drummer? I get the girl to help me play if I'm doing a 30-minute. If I'm getting head while doing 30-minute drum solo, I need you to get another stick and help me.
Yeah.
Help me.
Help.
I can't believe. So
it's very fascinating.
So the 4 hour thing, this is for them, it's normal.
Yeah, they do it every night. And they never do the same set list every night. Every night it changes.
Hold on.
So they don't open with the same song. They don't close the same song. So if you're a fan, they're just pulling from different, like what all their archive. So like
they play every night?
For this residency they did. But they switch the set list every night. Like there was a few songs that I knew going into the concert and they didn't play those ones. Because they just pick whatever. They'd be like going to your like years of set list and then you
right. Okay.
Were you dancing with your dad?
I was vibing a little bit. Dude, yeah, how they dance out there, it's like wedding white on 12.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you're free flown.
Yeah.
But dude, one guy came up to me, it's so funny. He goes, Trevor Wallace? And I go, yeah. He goes, I'm on so much acid right now. Everybody, like, Dude, their fans are just such a loving community. Everybody was hitting the Whippet balloons out front. I really wanted to try one. I was curious.
I've never done acid. I want to do it.
That would be the place.
So fun. But yeah.
What I would say is go to Sphere for any show. In the day, they do like a matinee, like Planet Earth type thing where they just show whatever. But it is fucking fascinating. If you're ever in Vegas for a show, like you should really go. It was fucking, wow. It was awesome.
Yeah, I gotta do it.
Chugging. Yeah, I mean, my dad knew every single song they played. He's a stan.
So the Deadhead guy, those are just people that just are fans, or they just like travel the country with them or some shit? Really?
Some of these people probably went to every single show they had there. Like a lot of these people like just follow them along.
That was the number. This is the number one song on Spotify.
What are they doing monthly on Spotify?
Do you know the song, sir?
What are they doing a month? 2 million?
2.5 mil a month.
Grateful Dead?
That's got to be. Well, I mean, here's the thing. The people that have been following Grateful Dead don't know how to use Spotify.
Yeah, they have Pandora.
Yeah. Well, they probably have these on vinyl. Also, they haven't put out music in like a long ass time because their lead singer, cool Jerry Garcia, died. But yeah, dude, what's crazy is.
Is that the ice cream?
Cherry Garcia's ice cream. Jerry Garcia is what it's based off of.
It is though. It's Grateful Dead.
Yes.
Okay.
But what's crazy? So one of the main guys who's left in the group is Bob Weir. So he's 77. Dude, he's been with the group since he was like 19.
Really?
Dude, the Grateful Dead has been around for so long. His entire from 19 to 77. Buddy, dude,
he doesn't have Cox anymore.
This guy was getting Grateful Head.
Great.
Do we stop the episode now?
Yeah. I mean,
if I get a text this week that goes, "What's the title of this episode?" What the fuck do you think? Write it, Grateful Head,
dude.
Since he's 19,
dude, he lost his foreskin not by a doctor.
Holy shit!
He had some fucking girl in Wisconsin suck it off when he was 21. Yeah.
Trucking, more like sucking.
There you go, another one. Maybe they're gonna ask.
Yeah. Now they're gonna ask. But yeah, it just kind of like blew my mind. And Matt, like. Sustaining fame that long is...
And not dying is crazy. And I don't want to get mean, but it is insane. To be in a band like that and to not OD on something is crazy.
Well, that's how I think the lead singer...
He OD'd on fun?
If you rearrange the letters to heroin, yeah.
I don't think you know how to spell.
It's the drummer and the singer are the last two.
That's really cool, though.
But
that's really
three.
Cool.
I don't know which one is
three. Bob Weir, one of the guys doesn't. My dad filled me in on it. One of the guys lives in Hawaii and doesn't play anymore. My dad is like so locked in on the Grateful Dead. I'm like, dude, if you spent half this time researching Grateful Dead on like a hobby,
so or like his marriage.
So your dad was doing drugs in the 70s.
Yeah.
I asked my dad if he's ever done LSD. He goes, no.
Yes,
sir.
Which is yes.
That was an incredible impression of your dad. That was crazy.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, he was so locked in. It was funny because like my friends were DJing at Hakkasan, the nightclub, that night, and I was gonna be like, oh, you took me to the Sphere, Dad. Let me take you to Hakkasan. And he's like, I'm down. And then after the show, he was like, I'm too tired, aka edibles. But I ended up going to Hakkasan after. It was so funny hearing like you musicians making like live music and as beautiful as it can, and the riff in it, everybody's in it. And then you go to Hakkasan.
Who was playing?
Loud Luxury, which are my homies, but
yeah.
You know, they're just like, they're remixing like Chapel Roan. And it's so funny to go from Grateful Dead to like an EDM Chapel Roan drop.
That's what's, this, I'm gonna get a little heady here, but that's what's so, but that's what's so fucking awesome about art. It's like, there's so many people who love Grateful Dead, but there's so many people who love Loud Luxury. And it's like, it's music.
Yeah.
It's all music, but it's like you're at a buffet and you're like, oh, I don't like that, I like this. So if you make something, I guess this is a general thought, like if you make something that people don't like, that's fine. There's going to be people who like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So take risks, you know?
Absolutely.
It was
funny because this was the last weekend Grateful Dead was there, but it was also EDC weekend. So you saw a bunch of old, like older guys with like Grateful Dead t-shirts on and like tie-dye. And then you just saw whores galores of just fishnets up the ass.
Yeah.
The boxer braids with like pink hair. And they're like, about to go fuck the bass nectar or some EDM shit.
Yeah.
In a lobby, in an elevator. It's a guy who lost a lot of custody recently. It's a guy who lost a lot of money playing blackjack. And then it's a Deadhead and then a raver girl.
And they all fuck.
And they all walk into a bar. Knock, knock. Who's there? No one's.
Jew.
Who?
Who?
No one's dad.
Oh.
It was a joke.
Zero. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, it was, if you ever get a chance to go to Sphere, it was really just, it was fucking unreal.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
I'm serious. That would be something that I was like, oh, this would be cool for anything. God. But the residencies that are coming up, Backstreet Boys, interesting.
Eagle. Backstreet, so which one are you picking next?
All right, nuts. All of a sphere.
Oh yeah.
It's a Backstreet Boys, Eagles, Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney's so
Kenny
random.
Kenny Chesney
for that.
Would be great.
I would go Eagles because I know the songs, but also Backstreet Boys.
Heater. That's a tough one.
I think if you're going to go the severe, Jesus.
Oh my God, we're back again. Is that them or is that NSYNC? I want to see a UFC fight, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
I think NSYNC.
You know they hated each other.
For sure.
Oh, man. That was Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. But you know there's one girl out there that fucked one member of Backstreet Boys and one member of NSYNC and then one member of 98 Degrees and she just became a goddess.
Yeah. What's so funny is like, let's say you're a hot chick and you bang somebody from one of those bands, NSYNC.
Yep.
20 years goes by, now you have a kid, and you're just looking at your kid be like,
Justin?
You don't even know. I piped Joey Fatone.
Oh.
You're like, isn't that, like there's moms just walking around right now being like, I fucked somebody from NSYNC,
yep.
And now they just live in Jupiter, Florida.
100%. And she hasn't told anyone.
No, she's told everybody. She told everybody.
Or she told like a slick few. But like the kid doesn't know. Here's the funny thing. I mean, my mom probably like piped down someone from the fucking Allman Brothers. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Goddamn. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
But it is just funny.
It is really funny.
You like hear those stories like randomly. And maybe you don't hear these stories, and maybe this is a one-time story, but it'll be like, oh yeah, my mom dated Lenny Kravitz back in the day.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And then there's like a photo. It's like their mom and like Lenny Kravitz. And you go to Lenny Kravitz and you go, do you know this woman? He goes, who the hell?
Who the hell? You talking about Big Titty Nick?
Nick? Nikolai? Nikola?
Dude, can't think. Stop thinking about the Knicks.
Holy shit, that's hilarious, bro.
I could have said any girl name.
You are my dad to Grateful Dead. You are to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Does your girl give a fuck about sports?
She does.
Really? When
she
you
does.
Tell her about sports, is she locked in, or yeah, is she like cool?
No, she likes sports. It was a really cool moment when I found out she like, dude. She's been to so many fucking Laker games. She loves it.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm have so
she's
much
like I'm even texting Jalen Brunson right now.
And I have so much PTSD
game,
from past relationships where they didn't give a fuck about sports. So every time I bring it up, I'm like, all right, so I'm about to, you know, there's a Knicks game tonight, so I'm about to watch. She goes, oh fuck yeah. And I'm like, oh, you care?
Yeah.
Great. We can actually watch it without you yelling at me or like being on your phone. It's great.
She's locked in. Watching.
Locked in, dude.
Really?
Locked in.
Knows all the terminology, who we like, who we don't like.
Yeah, I mean, the fine-grained details kind of fall off, but I mean.
Right. But surface level, she's not like, which team is which?
No. Yeah, she knows.
I would be that girlfriend. I don't know anything about life. I'd be sitting there and be like, wait, so the basket's 7 points? When's the field goal? Wait, I sucked him off when he played at ASU. Jack, you went on a bachelor party. How was it? Where'd you go again?
Fort Lauderdale.
Jesus Christ.
For your bachelor party?
More.
Yeah, the Chiller Miami, they like to call it.
I don't know if anybody calls
Jew
it
the Miami.
That. Yeah. You went to like, instead of going to LA for your bachelor party, you went to Burbank. Fort Lauderdale, what'd you do?
We went to this place called Elbow Room. Like,
okay, no free ad over here. What do we do? Play in a place called Elbow Room.
Yeah, we got a yacht. We
oh, shit.
We went golfing.
You have pictures of yacht? Of yacht. Cool sentence. Of the yacht?
Yeah, I probably do.
Do you golf like that?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a pretty good golfer.
What the fuck?
Yeah. When, wait, were you ever going to bring that up?
We talked about golf 112 times. I never knew you actually played.
Yeah, and I always, I would beat you guys easily.
Jack, so Will, who do you think would win us three playing?
I mean, in a scramble, I'm driving it the farthest.
Yeah, well.
Well, that doesn't answer any questions.
You got that strength.
I can't putt. Yeah, I got that strength.
That strength.
Yep.
Trying to look for a picture, but yeah, it was 12 guys on a yacht. It was so funny.
Like, awesome.
The crew member was like, do you guys want to go hook up with these like 40 girls? We know the captain over there. We can like set the boats next to each other, start partying together. I was like, nah, keep it all dudes.
I hear that though. I understand that everyone would attack you for that. But the thing is I get that.
I hear that.
No, I do too, man. Because sometimes you add a new dynamic, then all the guys get fucking weird and like, oh,
you know, I agree.
They get a little alpha, and you're like, dude, can we just talk about how hot Brad Pitt is without getting fucking,
it's,
you know?
Almost yeah. Better to be 12 dudes being like, man, those chicks would have been annoying anyways. I just want to be my bros.
Yeah,
you know, dude, it's almost better to talk about what could have happened. Correct. They would have wanted us,
buddy. How much better was the boat in Amsterdam with no hose?
The boat in Amsterdam was a pontoon boat with a dead fish in it. The boat in Ibiza.
Yes. Sorry.
But how great was that?
It was. I'm saying
it was almost better to be delusional and be like, man, we would be getting too many hoes right now.
Yeah. I mean, head four times in a day? Yeah. Can't do it.
I would sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. any crazy stories? You get hammered, you black out, you punch a mall cop?
No, it's very tame, very, very.
So like, no just, one got like blackout and no, shit on the captain's it was feet? The
perfect just boys' weekend. Just so many laughs. It was
who
a
got
time.
A hand job?
No one. It was no girls.
Buddy, do you know how many people, do you guys all stay in the same place?
Yeah. Yeah, we got an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. Oh
those,
my God.
Those sinks are clogged up.
Sinks? You would say that.
Shower drains.
There we go. Any like long showers, you're like, buddy, Kevin, get the fuck out here,
dude. How many rooms was the Airbnb?
It was like seven rooms, 12 guys. There's like bunk beds and
dude,
stuff.
Because the one I went to recently, I mean, it was like three or four bedrooms for like 12 guys. The math more. Is not mathing.
More.
I mean, I'm sleeping on a Home Depot box. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I need more bedrooms.
And then there's maybe two towels for everybody. I was using hand soap to shower.
This is the closest we got to women.
I don't know what is what, actually going on.
Does my man have elephantitis?
So this guy's name is Oldie. He's a barstool guy. And the Panthers were playing the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs.
Okay. And he was just there?
He was
that's
there.
Your
he's
buddy?
Like, no, this is just a barstool guy.
Okay.
But that's the closest we got to
him. But you ran into him?
Yeah, yeah. So he partied with us for a while. It was a good time.
Does Barstool have employees globally?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, the new Barstool set up in Reno. Like, everywhere has a Barstool guy.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through? Does he have a dick?
No, he just got this weird fat deposits where well, that's his thing.
But where's his cock, though?
He may not have
He looks
one.
Like a Ken doll a bit. He's like,
valet it? Where is it?
Like, where is it? Someone call him. Goddamn.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Did you guys see that the Louisiana 10 inmates broke out of prison?
10 of them?
Yeah.
How are you such a shitty prison that 10 people get out? That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Dude, they just opened the door.
See, if I'm one of those guys, I'm looking at the guard and I'm going, yeah, man, I would never have done that.
100%.
I would never do that.
Snitching on everyone.
And then
ooh,
hope that.
Shit.
So this is how they got out. They ripped a toilet out of the wall.
Oh, my.
And then what happened?
And wait, they left off.
So they wrote, fuck OPSO. Suck my dick, OJC, which is probably the main guard. Then they wrote Too Easy and spelt two wrong, which is
so funny.
Too Easy, LOL. I'm innocent, and then they crossed out and wrote We Innocent. I love that. That's great.
The guy who crossed out and said We is the best guy.
We the best music!
So four of them have been called already, and I was curious, where are you going and what are you doing once you get out?
I'm going directly on a boat that's taking me into international water.
Wait, so play it again, because they're all wearing white or orange?
There's some orange, some white.
What is that about?
I think they get like undershirts.
If I'm in there for life, I'm absolutely running. Because like, what are they going to do? Make it worse?
Well, and the thing is that, well, we could watch this video.
Wait. That guy just said, they said he had a history for escaping jail.
Hiding in a hotel parking garage.
Yeah, clearly he's not good at it.
Remain at large. That's so funny. At large. What does that even mean? Why do they say that?
If they were talking about me, you said at small. Am I crushing?
Absolutely. At short.
Has a history of escaping jail.
Put him in solitary confinement.
Well, it's also like, I mean, maybe give him a job that actually can like better himself. Because if he's
like a
really
Mr. Beast video.
Yeah, if he's really good at figuring out like that type of stuff, he's probably really good at figuring out puzzles.
So how many where were they all caught?
That's the thing. Some of them were caught in like Bourbon Street, just like hanging out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I'm trying to get some cootie quickly.
I'm out.
No, imagine you meet a girl at the bar. Hey, you're pretty cool. Yeah, we should get a hotel. You bang once and go back to jail post-nut. I'm good for 7 years.
Yeah, put that orange back on me. I don't give a shit.
Orange is the new sack.
So where are you going? I'm literally finding the quickest boat I could find and taking me out of the country.
So New Orleans.
Oh, bro, but you can't, though, because you have no fucking passport. You got like, nothing. What are you doing?
You're not going on Instagram Live. Like
they're on Instagram Live?
Yeah. You got
no,
arrested.
They're not, bro.
I mean, there's something about that, the adrenaline. It's like, you know when you just left the gym and you have all those endorphins running?
Yep.
And you open up your camera for some reason and you're like, I need to let people know I worked out.
Yeah.
These people are the same. Or when people run and they post their Straya.
Yeah.
They like post their stats. That's all this guy's doing. He's like, bro, we made it out. You're just going to start recording. You're just happy.
I understand the impulse, but maybe don't do it. You just escaped prison.
Yeah. Or green. Here's what you do. You put a green screen behind you and you put prison bars and be like, man, I'm still in jail.
You kidding me?
Where's the hose? I'm on Bourbon Street, but I'm still in jail.
Look at these bars.
So the reward was $20,000 to like hand in your boy. Would you tell one of your best friends?
$20,000?
Yeah.
No. You can't even buy a Kia with that.
I mean, the economy's crazy. Gas is $5 a gallon.
And then when he gets out, he's going to spend $20,000 get a hitman on you.
100%.
So they found four on Bourbon Street, which is so awesome.
I mean, just with an areola in each of their mouths.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably go to strip club pretty quickly.
Oh, I'm out. If I knew I was going to get caught, I'm doing coke and finding the fastest strip club possible.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And the worst one, like next to a Waffle House where you can buy cootie for a nickel.
Yeah.
Like a bad one.
You know what I'm doing?
Huh?
I'm going to a tattoo shop. And I'm getting porn tattooed on my forearm.
This is good.
So now when I go back to jail, I go, I had to re-up. I had to refresh the browser.
I hear you. But then you're just going to be the dude that someone knocks on the cell at 4 a.m. and say, give me your fucking arm.
Yeah.
Just come covered on your forearm.
Good.
From other men.
Give me a Top Ramen packet. I'll let you look at my arm for 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't think they're asking. They might rip your arm off.
How funny is that if you have the top bunk and you're the guy underneath you just like tries to get it for a second?
Yeah. That. I mean, it's going to be.
Or I'd hide it. Yeah, I'd put it like under my armpit, put some tits. Is that
this is just them just walking on the street to.
Well, they got clothes. Street.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
They got normal clothes very quickly.
I mean, yeah, what do? You have no money. Let's just walk through the logistics of this, dude.
Once you're out, the adrenaline dies down, you're like, fuck. There's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere. You're wearing some of them. Let's just say you're wearing an orange jumpsuit.
He's wearing a New Orleans shirt.
But like, what are you doing? Is this one of them?
Yeah, one of them got caught sleeping on a bench.
No, dude. No.
Do you ever think about like if you did commit a crime, how quickly you would get caught with where everywhere is a camera in the world?
Yeah.
You can't get away with anything.
No.
Well, that's why I don't even think you would make it to wherever you want to go.
There's a camera everywhere, and especially like if they release photos. Luigi Mangione, motherfucker just wanted a McGriddle. And, you know, there's cameras everywhere.
How are you getting money, though?
Dude, do you know how many street cameras have seen me, like, getting something out of my nose or fixing my erection on the 405?
Buddy, the amount of time I shit on the fucking side of the road when I was lift driving. So, this is my question. If I'm, so let's just say we're in LA County jail, right? We get out. How you get, like, the money's the first thing you need. I guess the first thing you need is clothes. I don't know where you're going. Maybe like a homeless shelter for with clothes, but like, I don't know what I'm doing.
How could you actually get away if you get to a foreign country?
No, but you also need a passport. So not only, you need to get, the first thing you need is clothes. Like, clothes, right? To cover up the orange shit, right? But where are you going to get clothes from? You just, like, rob someone immediately?
CVS.
Yeah. You just immediately do more crimes.
Well, it's like a GTA level thing where you're like, give me your car. Like, you're committing more, you're committing more crime to get away from your original crime.
But then you're just putting more attention on yourself. Like, how do you get money or clothes, whatever, with not drawing more attention to yourself?
I also wonder, like, when they made the hole in the wall, when did they write the too easy? Like, was it right before they left? They left their parting messages?
Yeah.
Or was it like they open it and they go, oh, fuck, and then put it back there? And then they're like, all right, guys, you want to write a message? We're doing messages at 8. We're leaving at 8:05.
Yeah. Oh, probably, yeah. Probably before they left, for sure.
God, dude.
Yeah, I mean, but that moment when they realize they can move that and then get out, holy fuck. Who designed that, by the way?
Yeah, I'm getting a COVID mask quickly and a hat. I'm looking like Leonardo DiCaprio leaving a hoe's house. I'm going black hat, COVID mask, sunglasses.
So where are you getting all that stuff from?
CVS.
You're just stealing it? But you have to go in somewhere with an orange jumpsuit on. Like, I don't, how they didn't get caught immediately? You have to go to like a donation center, I think, maybe? But where the fuck are those? I have no sense of direction, dude. I would get 1 mile away from jail and be like, fuck, and just turn around. Just start apologizing.
Yeah, no phone, yeah.
Yeah, I would just climb back in. Guys, come on. I'm sorry.
I think that's what the guy in the park bench did. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I kind of miss my cell. No dinner here?
Yeah, it's also no dinner. It's like I'm sleeping on fucking metal. Before I had a goddamn bed. Yeah, I was getting fucked in my ass, but who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the escape plan there? You just try to get as far as possible, but
this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. If I'm like answering this for real, I'm finding a major highway or just a street, honestly, with cars. I'm hijacking a car immediately, and I'm driving as far as I can with that car without stopping, just to get the fuck away for a second. Like, they stayed in the city. Take a car.
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn. Like, I'm doing that immediately, right?
Yeah, it's so easy to track a car. If one camera, street camera gets a license plate, they can just be like, okay, they can just kind of just track it almost.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can at least get 4, 5, 10, 20 miles away from you before, right? Take that woman's phone.
You feel like you'd want to go like into the woods for a day, get away from like the sit where there would be cameras.
Yeah, but can you imagine leaving jail and getting eaten by a fucking mountain lion?
Good. You think there's mountain lions in Louisiana?
Yes. Yeah.
There's gators.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to the woods.
I feel like I think, has Mr. Beast ever done that? There's got to be a video done that was like escaping and seeing if we can get found.
He kind of did that on the Amazon show where he had the SEAL Team 6, the last person to get caught on the island. We can.
I mean, are you calling somebody?
Yeah.
I guess I'm calling my mom and be like,
I'm calling
help
my
me.
Most degenerate high school friend.
Yeah, but he's going to tell you.
Clark. No, he's not. I'll say, Clark, it's time to rally up the troops. And he goes, what the fuck? Crack pipe.
Yeah.
Let's do it, brother.
Yeah. And you go, where are you? He goes, I'm in jail. Fuck!
Go to my cell. The door's open. Leave a message. BRB.
Yeah, who are you calling? Honestly, first call. Get out of jail. For some reason, you found a phone. Who are you calling?
Call my buddy Eric. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going a buddy.
Yeah. He's a lawyer now, but real degenerate piece of shit guy. And he knows that. Eric, if you're hearing this, you know that.
But you don't think he's telling you immediately?
But he's a guy, one, he knows law.
But he's an accessory immediately if he doesn't tell on you. And he's a lawyer, so he knows for sure.
Yeah, but he knows.
He's going to jail if he doesn't tell on you.
He's got dirty money with cops, I think. Lawyer, he could be, this is my fucking boy.
Yeah.
And I think I could be like, let's rally up the troops. Let's get in the minivan and let's go to Cabo. He's the guy who, like, you know, if I have a flat tire, I'm not calling him. But if I'm escaping prison, I'm calling him. Who are you calling?
I think the first person I'm calling is my brother because we look enough alike where I'm like, I need your passport. And that's all I need from you.
Wow.
Because if I get I get a passport from him, we look enough alike where, and he can be like, bro, I don't know how he got to be fucking, so whatever, he can make something up. And I'm taking the passport and I'm trying to get, yeah. I mean, but like, I don't know, where's money coming from? Like I have no money.
You have to borrow some from your brother.
Yeah, I have to borrow some from my brother.
Hey.
And then get his passport and be out.
Are you guys going to like little pop-up comedy stores to get some quick cash?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, fuck.
At first I thought you were like, what are you talking about? But yeah.
I mean, crowd work show after 20 years of being in prison.
How funny. You go to the front row. What do you do? He's like, I'm a cop. You're like, fuck. He's like, I'm here to arrest you. You're like, yeah.
Another funny thing that we were doing at the bachelor party is like, whenever someone would do something, that was like, things that you don't look cool doing. Like getting out of the third row of an Uber.
Never.
You never look tough doing that.
You don't look tough. You know, you also don't look tough is when you're opening like a caravan door. You're like, slide.
That or when you go to do it and it's electric and then you go, oh, wait, what do I, how do I?
Yeah.
The worst is being in the front seat with the Uber and everyone's having fun back there. And you're like, what are you guys talking about back there?
You have no idea.
You try to chime in, shut up and talk to the driver.
Literally. And the driver's like, oh, never mind.
Dude, well, I had a taxi driver in Vegas. This guy brought up 9/11, aliens, George Bush, and the fact that he likes taxiing around the hot chicks during EDC weekend within 3 minutes. My man was holding a Twix like a cigar. I have a video of it. It was so funny.
Buddy,
then the cherry on top, he cracked the Mountain Dew, and I go, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
9/11 quickly. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you just reminded me of something I want to talk about, which I totally forgot.
You remind me of a girl that I... You know what's funny is I was going to start with a different song in my head and went there.
Oh.
Never met her as a wise man. Go ahead.
Uber driver in Nashville, we had an early flight, picked us up. Within 1 minute, he goes, you like in Nashville? And we go, yeah, we've been here for a day. He's like, cool. You like the easy pussy? Sir, it's 7:07 in the morning.
What car was he driving?
A Tahoe.
Oh.
7:07 in the morning.
Do you like the easy pussy?
Do you like the easy pussy? And we're like,
is that a restaurant?
And we're like
Easy Bake Oven.
And we're like, man, we're both in relation. We're just here for work, man. And he goes, yeah, cool, cool, cool. You know how I know all women are easy pussies in Nashville? And we're like, how, man? And he goes, I know because when I pick them up from the hotels at like 8 in the morning when they're still wearing the dresses, I know. And I wanted to be like, congrats, man. You're the worst detective of all time. We all know
but
that.
That's not.
It's called a walk of shame, dog.
Yeah, that's not. Nothing about this says it was easy.
But you know what the next point he made? I was like, okay, good point.
You're agreeing with this guy?
No.
Holy shit.
There's another point that I'm like, okay, I guess that's a little thing that I didn't know about. He goes, every single time I pick them up, it's always a guy's name because the guy called them an Uber. And I'm like, awesome, man. And then he starts talking about people from California, which is funny because we all live in California. He's like, these motherfuckers from California, kind of raging.
Did he know that you're from California?
Nope. Didn't ask either.
Yeah.
Just raging. He goes, these motherfuckers from California, they come here, they buy two homes. They sell their house in California, they buy two homes and raise the fucking price up. I can't even afford a house. And I'm like, all right, so we went from easy pussy to yelling at me about housing crisis. I don't know what's happening, dude.
Yeah.
What it's 7:07 in the morning.
Yeah.
Can we stop?
Did you start doing hand signals?
I should have, dude. I should have. I was just, what's even going on?
I don't even get the point of that. It's like, you don't know how much work that man put in that night before.
Yeah.
You don't know if he had been long distance dating this woman, then he went to a hotel and she came over and he's Ubering back. Well, what else is it's easy?
Is that why they call them hotels?
Oh, wow.
Hi.
I'm the CEO of Four Seasons. Or should I say Four Seasons?
Well, like hotel. For real. Hotel,
Holiday Inn. Isn't that funny, that song? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. Dude, yeah. You go to a Holiday Inn. If you told a girl you're chilling at the Holiday Inn, she is not coming over.
No.
Was the Holiday Inn great back in the early 2000s?
No, it never was.
Never. Was that a brand deal? And it was all right under our nose? We didn't even know it? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. Dude, if I told a girl I was chilling at the Holiday Inn, she would rather go blow a guy in an A-loft. Holiday Inn?
If I told a girl that I was in the Holiday Inn, she'd be like, did you just escape from the New Orleans prison?
Dude, a Holiday Inn is like $79 a night.
At best.
If nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Dude, you also could have said nothing chilling at the Ritz-Carlton.
Wow.
Where the fuck was that rhyme?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you a secret. That song did really well.
Now he's at the Ritz-Carlton.
I don't think he is. Chingy? I think Chingy's at the bottom of a river somewhere.
Chingy.
Dude, rappers' lifespans are really funny to me. Chingy. It's not funny, but it is funny. You have two hit songs, you buy a tiger.
Yeah, but those guys
are
still...
And then you end up Lyft driving in 28 years.
Fuck.
I have a stock talk from Gary. He says, this is something Michael would totally do... something Michael would totally do in the future.
Okay.
And it's a Pennsylvania woman arrested after defecating on another car during a road rage incident.
I would do this.
Holy shit.
I'll do this tomorrow.
That's better than pulling a gun on somebody.
It is.
The fact that you can shit instantly is like how you can burp instantly.
Yeah.
Do it. What
That's
the
crazy.
Fuck?
I don't know.
Oh, did you see it?
Oh,
dude,
go back. Dude,
bro,
she's got to go to a doctor.
This for Amazon.
Call back to 3 episodes ago. Good. Dude, she needs to go to a doctor. That is not a healthy shit.
I did not see it.
Go. You didn't see it?
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Bro.
That looks like Greta after she eats fucking my girlfriend's panties.
She looks like she ran through a Taco Bell.
Holy, she gets arrested?
Here's her reaction.
Yeah, man.
Is that illegal to shit in a car? It's a real question.
I don't know what you go to jail for. Defecation? Defamation. Uh-oh. Defecation, defamation.
Defecation of character. Morgan and Morgan.
I'm Judge Judy.
Oh, it actually seems like you don't get in trouble for actually defecating. It's really just the indecent exposure.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, because I could just be like, man, I had to shit. I'm sorry. Like,
but
I'm
if
fine.
She did it with her pants on and let it drip down the leg.
Yeah. That's even scarier. If you're in a road rage and you get on the 405 and just look at someone in the eye and just shit your own pants.
Dude, she's like a human skunk.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm surprised more people don't do this.
Let's hear her reaction.
God damn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
God damn.
Okay, she's insane.
Can you tell us what happened? The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her not to attack me.
So much shit in her ass still.
I mean, yeah, she didn't have wet
wipes. She was walking like she got wet wipes. What happened?
They asked, what'd you eat that day?
Who?
She chased you? I have a sickness. You said she chased you?
Yeah,
she
sickness is goldfish and Zins.
And I got out and begged her to stop.
This is someone's mom. I just want to let
you know. Dude, imagine riding in that car after. Roll the windows down.
I mean, roll the windows down. Dude, burn the inside of the car when you're done. She's shit in her pants. You think I'd be like,
go shit
time?
On a fire hydrant now. Use that bidet.
So can I see it again?
Nothing?
I didn't. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't see it.
I'm doing a podcast with Chingy. Bro, that's not a healthy shit. What are you doing if your car is cornered and the person's about to shit on your car? You're blocked.
I'm running them over.
This says she's an OnlyFans model.
No, she's not. Now she is.
No.
Who goes by the name Sith Head?
Well, go to Reddit.
Can I let you guys in on a little secret?
You missed the joke. It's shithead. S-H-Y-T.
Oh, I have a dyslexic. Sorry.
Well, you're more than that, but goes by the last name shithead on her Facebook. Wait, she does OF?
No, she doesn't.
Dude, get that girl on cake farts.
Oh my God. What would...
Shithead Jackson?
Oh my God. It sounds like a starting fucking lineman for the Detroit Eagles. Detroit Eagles? The D-17? Detroit Eagles?
Wait.
That's what I just said?
Wait, that's what you said. There's no link. You're going to say that she does OF and you're not going to put a link to it?
I'm trying to find someone.
She doesn't do OF. She doesn't do it.
I think this pops off and the internet is going crazy like this about it. You got to start one.
Oh, you're saying that she started one before?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, after. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing if you're stuck and someone just shits on your car?
Probably recording it. So I guess I'm going to watch later. No, probably recording it and then calling the cops. I mean...
Can I say something, dude? The only reason that they're writing OnlyFans is to get more clicks.
Wait, she's from Philly? It's saying the Delco Pooper.
Delco, yeah. You couldn't tell with that accent?
Dude, I sat next to a guy in the Grateful Dead who's from Philly, and I go, are you from Delco? And he goes, I'm not from fucking Delco! Yeah, he's throwing back so many mushrooms, smoking and drinking. I'm these fucking Delco kids! And his accent was so Delco, a lady from another row turned around and goes, you kind of sound like you're from Delco. I'm not from fucking Delco.
How are you that angry on mushrooms?
I don't know. You're being from Philadelphia.
Jesus.
She's from Delco.
They broke the algorithm, these news companies.
Yeah.
It's put OnlyFans in everything.
The teacher gets arrested, possibly OnlyFans. All you have to say is maybe OnlyFans, and then it's over.
Found it. Well, means toes.
There we go.
Oh, she just fucking
toes.
She took one.
Michael's
of her
nervous.
Foot.
I have a fan's knee here, and I would love to show you my pretty toes. Decorated with a favorite color nail polish.
Bro, okay. The audacity for $30 a month.
Do me a favor, copy the name, throw it on Reddit.
Okay.
Boom. Fire off.
Have you done this before?
Reddit is my Wikipedia. That's her? Ah, no shit on him. It's not her.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Bro, they just called that sub for him. Instead of fetish, it was fetish.
Everyone's.
New special. Michael Blaustein, live in Albany. Fetish.
Fetish?
Live from the Detroit Eagles Arena.
I love.
Well, whatever. Good for her. What are you doing?
If she's shitting on my
car. No. What's your like outlandish road rage? Like you're just out of 10.
Done or like
somebody just backed into you. And you're just like, what's the craziest thing you can think of?
Pop my trunk and take out an 8-iron.
Dude, jerking off is pretty funny. Get out and be like, you son of a bitch. Give me a second.
I think you go to prison.
Why I got it? Yeah, but they hit your car.
I think if
self-defense,
you show the inside
defense.
Of your asshole is weird.
That's funny.
Yeah. Did you just fucking just turn around? Look at it. Look at it. I have children in the car.
Is this a better angle?
Oh, this is great.
It's like all this shit and run. Pretty fun. Do you know this street by chance?
No, I don't like Delco. I hate Delco.
Where is it? Like, what's the adjacent? Like, where's Delco to Philly?
Fucking West Virginia. Like, right above West Virginia.
Wait, it's not in Philly?
So what are the parameters? What is it?
It's outside Philadelphia.
But it's in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a county or it's a city?
It's a county. It's like... I don't know how to explain it.
Do it in LA terms.
Just do like
Inland Empire.
Do a map.
Like, yeah, Burbank, like that area. It would be like an area. I always thought it was way more west, but it actually is very close to.
Well, I'm going to Ben Salem.
Yeah, that's pretty much Delco.
Is it?
Yeah. You can definitely make some Delco jokes.
Dog, that room is great.
Well, I mean, where if you know the Delco pooper, we want to have her on.
I would love to have her on.
I want to say, can you do that instantly? How does that work?
Or did you just have like a bad meal and you're like, at like a perfectly timed bad KFC meal?
I will say, sometimes you know when you could go like instantly like that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's...
Dude, give me in the morning one sip of coffee. I mean, I could go anywhere.
But I'm saying
anywhere.
Like one that's like sprays out.
Oh, well, I don't think
like,
she can do
it's
that.
It's not like if you just take like a solid log on a car, that's like, what? Hers was like, you got to get Windex. You got to go sham wow for that. That's not like a, like if it's like a dog poop, you just push it off and then clean that spot.
Right.
Hers was like.
It looked like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Yeah. Somebody.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I am flipping out if someone shits on my car.
Yeah, it's not going to be a good day for me.
I mean, what are you doing? Like you're going immediately
probably,
to
probably honestly
car
like
wash?
Crash into their car or something stupid.
Yeah, I would do something really dumb.
Definitely follow them home or.
Yeah, I would do something really dumb in the moment and then regret it later. You think she regrets this? Or you think she's like, they fucking, that's what they deserve.
I think her OF is doing numbers now.
No, it's not. Just three people.
Yeah, she's the number two creator.
Because of shit?
Chip. Number two.
All right, guys. Secret sock. This is a good one.
Let's do it.
If you made a zoo for humans, what would you put inside of it?
Joe Rogan.
Great. No notes.
But like what kind of objects, you know?
You know what I would do?
Oh, I understand.
You know what they are already have these essentially, and it's in Venice. They have those like freak houses. Have you seen those? You know what I mean? Like Venice has like a freak house and it's like a girl with a split tongue. It's like Siamese twins. Like I would just do cool shit. I would have Siamese twins. I would have Hawk Tua over there. I would have like, I would just take all the internet. I would have the backpack kid in one.
Yep.
I would have Damn Daniel with the white Vans. I would have a selfie kid,
like
blue
Costco
tie
guys.
Kids, Costco guys.
Yep.
I would literally just take, this is it. This is a genius. I'm just putting all the internet in different like areas.
Yep.
I'm like, it's the Costco guys, and you can just see them like sitting there eating a chicken bake.
It's good.
And then like, you know, when it's feeding time, somebody walks up, they're like, oh, they're about to do it. They throw the chicken bakes and the cookies, they go, boom, 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 five big booms. And then they go back to sleep. I don't think we're far from that.
No, I don't think so.
Hawk 2 and 1, Costco, the Costco guys.
The next one will just be Riley Reed.
Good.
Yeah.
So you're taking exotic animals and illegally putting them in the zoo.
What?
Like you're taking them as like, you're not.
One-offs.
You're taking one-offs. But what about like if it's just an average human being, like an average tiger, what are you putting in there as like the playpen stuff?
Oh, I'm understanding.
Like tigers have like
rocks. The internet, PlayStation, a flash screen TV, a milking station, a lot of bounty paper towel, a refrigerator full of food, a golf simulator. And
yeah. Okay, this is too nice. That's too nice.
But that's what humans
seen
mean.
Like what the otters have? Half a gallon of water.
Yeah, they have like banana peels and some almonds. Yeah. Like they don't even like almonds. Oh, I hear what you're saying.
That's like if you are dessert on an island. I'm saying like if it was just this room right here and it was a glass wall, like what would be in here? And just this size room.
What did you need? What would you need in there before you like went insane type of thing?
Well, you're going to go insane regardless, but like.
Yeah. I mean, okay, a bed.
Okay, so let's do it at the studio.
Yep.
You get a bed in the corner right here, Bowflex in the corner, milking table.
A tonal.
A milking table that also stands for a stand-up desk.
Yep. And you need, a TV.
Yeah.
A TV and the internet. And some food. Yeah. And not even like a lot of food. If you have a bed and TV and somewhere to work out, I could live in there for.
So okay, let's go one by one. Like, what are you feeding your human? What are you giving it to drink? Are you giving it alcohol to make it more exciting to watch?
Oh, this is tormented.
Yeah, this is a little twisted.
I'm gonna throw a couple buzz balls in there.
What'd you say?
Throw a couple buzz balls in there.
Yeah.
Are you giving it a pool?
Sure.
Or a hot tub.
Pool.
It's a human, sorry.
It is funny.
I would want it, because if you give it like TV, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So like you do want it to like, oh, I know what I do. I put a bed in there, a tonal, and then a rattlesnake. And then have it just like, whoa, like kind of, you know, give it something to do. I'm gonna freak out about. Much. I'd be fucking furious.
I would kill it. I would just put the mattress on the rattlesnake and then jump on it again.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But like, want that in there with me or become boys.
You know what, dude? I'd throw a fucking.
I would escape like the prisoners.
Ooh, I got it. I know what I'd do.
Oh, wait. Let's do three things. You put three things.
I know exactly what I'd do. I don't need anything else. I'd throw another man in there and wait until they start fucking. How many days can you go without fucking this hot man?
Now, this is a good YouTube video.
Yeah. Because I'm going 2 months until they start railing each other. It's a social experiment.
That's good.
It's entertaining for me.
Three things.
I don't want to watch him watch fucking Roku. I don't give a fuck.
Three things I'm doing. Machete.
Jesus. For just a machete for a man.
Comfort.
Okay.
Machete. Twin size bed.
Wow.
For space.
Okay.
Punching bag.
I mean, I would give him 1 month and he just slits his wrist with that fucking knife.
Grand finale.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we already named in all those, but you know. Some peanut M&Ms, a fleshlight, and a recliner.
You know what would be
funny? My dad would do that any day.
Oh, yeah. You know what would be fun? Just put a man in there and a Bengal tiger and just watch it.
Well, I think they'd be boys for a little bit, and then the tiger would be like, lunchtime, done.
100%.
Hungry.
I think we did it.
Is that it?
I was looking up if you put two male gorillas inside the same cage alone, if they would start having sex with each other. But it says that they're just...
And what did you Google for that?
ChatGPT'd it.
And then you put in Rule 34?
But they're more worried about dominance.
King Dong.
Oh, dominance?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would just fight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the question, though. Why would they fight if there's no females around?
Right.
Think about this. If there was no females around, there'd be no wars and we'd never fight.
Well, you'd still have tension built up.
For what?
Like, you're there for a month and it eats your last banana and you're just like, man, fuck you. Start swinging.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if this women just, like, left us right now, do you think there'd be wars? I don't think there'd be any bar fights.
Everyone's built up. Nobody's got a nut off in years.
I think it'd be fucking fleshlights.
A lot of the increased sales on wigs would go up.
Yeah, Maybelline stock would go through the fucking roof, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at the home and be like, put this Sydney Sweeney wig on. Shut up.
Yeah.
Let's kiss. And then one day all the women come back and you're just with your homie and married. You're like, Samantha? We're out of here.
We did it, guys. Thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. Come see Mr. Wild with Mr. Boss on a tour. We love you guys. Till next week. Till next week, guys. I got a big old dick.